views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi, everyone. It is great to be back again. And welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen of the Jen Royster Show, and we are here every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time. If you're new to the show, I want to welcome you. Today, probably one of my favorite topics is to hang out with the angels, and we want to work with the angels today, and I'm going to be doing intuitive readings if you want to call in. If not, I've got plenty for everybody. I always do. They just, you know, sometimes they just give me so much that I have to just take a deep breath. I really do. I just have to take a deep breath and know it's going to be okay. But with that said, I want you to know you can call in 1-800-930-2819. And what we want to do this week is last week, you know, it's kind of a crazy one, but you know, I always have to come up with the show a week early so the networks have everything and Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ know what's going on, right? And I don't always know what that is. And I wrote this in the newsletter this week for the people that were in the newsletter, but I may not know what the future show or why we need to do that. I just go with it. And that's using my intuition. I'm getting a lot of calls. I'm getting emails about, hey, I feel like something's going on. People are waking up. They're spiritually awakening and they want to know what's going on with their intuition. And so I want you to know that's, yes, it's all across the chart when you're not familiar with it. But that's what I'm all about. I want to help you trust that. I want you to know you have that too. Everybody has the right to connect and have that guidance, that divine guidance. It's just we have to choose to connect to it. And then, you know, make sure that we're actually paying attention to what is divine, you know. And there's been a lot in the last week that's happened. I won't go into that. I certainly don't need to. It's all over the place out there and you can read it for yourself. It's hard to get away from it. But what I want to give you in this show is a place where you can feel the peace, where you can feel that you have that connection with the divine. And you do know that we have angels that watch over us. Because you do. We all have a guardian angel. We have the archangels. And Michael is really the one that is the go-to angel as far as I'm concerned. Any of them will help you and they'll make sure you get what you need. So don't ever distress. I don't know which one to call on. That's what you have a guardian angel for. Ask your guardian angel on your behalf to help you with whatever it is you need help with right now. My heart goes out to a lot of people that are feeling a lot of grief and tragedy. And with that said, you have been in my heart very deeply for the last week. And I just want everyone to know that is going through something tough that I'm sending out a lot of love and light to you. And I know this is a big healing time for you. And, you know, it's natural for human nature to want to know why things happen. And, you know, we just want to know why. Why does this happen? And we don't always know the answer as to why, but we do have to find a way to move on and let it go. So from an inward perspective, we want to let go of those things that are just hurting us like that. We want to let go so we can move on. That is how the human, the human being, you know, heals, he survives, he thrives, he recovers, and he keeps powering on. I mean, there's a lot of different examples in that. Say, you know, people that have people that are very successful, if you talk to them, and I've read so many articles on this and I've seen so much with this, you will see that they probably failed quite a bit to get where they are because they didn't see it as a failure. They saw it as, oh, let me try something else. Maybe it'll work better. Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been doing that with all of this video streaming we're doing, but we're getting better each week and we're working it out. And because I want to challenge myself and I want to bring more. I want to bring as much as I can to you. So that's what I'm doing. And when you have something really tough you're going through, I can't think of a better way to get the advice you're looking for that could truly help you than working with angels. I mean, they're my advisors every day. I can't imagine life without them. And right now, with so much that's happening, they can bring so much comfort. They really can, if you ask. And I'm sending that out so you can just grab onto that. So when you do an intuitive angel reading, this is what it is for me. Okay. Everybody has their own style of connecting with angels or doing intuitive readings. My style is my intention is to receive a message for you from the angels, which is what I did before we even started the broadcast for everybody. And I'll be delivering that as well. So if you do call in or you had a question and you wanted that reading, we're doing that on behalf of what you need to hear in that moment. And I don't know what that is. I mean, this is in the moment. We're broadcasting live right this moment, right now. You might be watching this later on the recording, but when we did this, it is in the moment. I love in the moment, to be honest. I really do. There's a little bit more stress to it, but not really. To me, it feels alive. It feels real. And I can feel the energy of you, the listener, or if you're viewing, you can view this on my website. Just go to jenroyster.com and hit Jen Royster Show. You'll find a live streaming page. I have a cinema page if you want to watch it. And there's a little comment. There's a Facebook comment in the bottom if you want to work with that. And then also, you know, we're live streaming and broadcasting through our network, transformationtalkradio.com right now for the traditional radio, you know, you're listening. And we're also with 1230 AM WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island right now. So there, you know, you have whatever way you want to listen. So I'm excited because I'm getting closer to where I can pull my paintbrushes out and start painting these readings. Wanted to get this technical stuff under the belt because it's a lot going on. It was a lot of different stuff for me, but I don't want it to interrupt the message. I want to enhance and bring the message out better for you. I love painting them because I like to put into color what I'm picking up with energy and what I'm picking up with the read. So I really do love doing the readings that way. Now, one of the biggest things that came through for the angels for you and in everybody, and I'll start with that, was Michael. Michael came in big. When I was talking about last week, you know, what are we going to do for this show this week? This was a week in the future. They said, you know, we need to do the angel readings. We need to bring some comfort out. And I went, and that was way before anything happened. Okay. Any of the stuff out there going on. And I thought, okay, yeah, we usually do that about once a month. Okay. And I went with it. I didn't hesitate. That's trusting intuition. So I'm using that as an example. A few days later, it started to really reveal itself as to why. And Michael kept saying, people need comfort. People need to know that they can come to me. They need to know that I will protect them, and they need to know how to feel safe. So we're going to go over a little bit of that today on how to feel safe. Spiritually, if you are empathic, you probably do feel overwhelmed by quite a bit going on. Yeah. And, you know, if you are feeling that way, you're absorbing everything. And it doesn't mean that that was your journey. Okay. That doesn't mean that that was your journey to have. It just means that you have this enormous compassion for others and what they're feeling. You need to allow Michael to help you with that. Big one. Okay. We have a lot of people waking up spiritually that they don't know what to do with this, because your heart is open, you're connecting, but you're also not used to feeling. You want to work with Michael on this, okay? Now, we are about to take, I think we're going on a break here in just about a minute. So if we have a caller holding, hang on, because when we come back, we'll bring that caller on, because I don't have enough time to bring on right now, but I will as soon as we come back from break. So if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. We are taking calls for intuitive readings. We want to deliver the comfort, the peace, and feeling safe in today's world. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal.
And we are back live. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you are just tuning in, we're talking and sharing intuitive angel readings with everyone. And I'm also delivering ones that were for all of us and those that call in. And with that said, I believe we do have a caller, right, Brian?
Absolutely. All the way from the Sunshine State of Florida, the lovely Miss Rita.
Hello.
Hi, Rita. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. What can we do for you today?
I'm calling. I've been in this spiritual stuff for a long time. Kind of have shut it off. I'm in a relationship with a woman, and she's been ill for a very, very long time, and I have been caring for her, and then I got ill, and then found out what was wrong with me, but she's just getting worse and worse, and I'm really struggling, having to, I know why I got sick, and it was because I wasn't taking care of me, and yeah. I just am really scared that she's never going to get better, and
I understand.
Yeah.
It's okay. Take a deep breath. I got you. I'm with you. I got chills all over. Okay. I don't even know if goosebumps show up on the camera, because if they do, I'm going to look bumpy right now. I have goosebumps all over me because I've picked up on what you're talking about, and I want to help you out and take a deep breath. But when you're in a close relationship with someone like that, a personal relationship, it is more challenging when we're on the spiritual path. Well, actually for anybody, but especially you'll be more aware of it on the spiritual path. If something happens to them, we feel that more because we're more tied in energetically. Our energy fields are meshed. Okay. I know, you know what I mean by that. You're feeling it. If she's not feeling so great.
Right.
And you did good individually, and you knew that. You were aware that I have to make myself better. But then you see her getting worse, and then it feels like it's pulling you under again. Is that what you're feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah. You feel like, oh no, because and this is hard, but this is a good thing for me to share with everybody. So thank you, Rita, for calling in and sharing that. First off, I want to send a lot of energy to both of you to support you, because you are doing something to make yourself better. What you have to watch out for is, and it is hard in personal relationships, to not be so attached to what they choose for their journey. Because we have two different individuals in the relationship that come together. Yeah. And it doesn't mean that she's even aware, because she's probably, it sounds, and correct me if I'm wrong, in over her head with her own personal health issues. So she doesn't have anything to really give out but that. But what you want to be careful is not to absorb it. And that sounds like what you're doing. Is that making sense?
Right.
Okay, so let's go over some things that could help you both. And I say you both because I know there's a part of you that will hear that first out of, I don't want to leave her behind kind of guilt. Does that make sense too?
Right.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. Okay. And that's because you have compassion. You're empathic. Your heart is open. You really care. At the same time, what's so hard is we have to allow a person to choose what they want to do. But we support them better when our energy vibration is not going down under. It's that same thing when you don't drown trying to save somebody from drowning. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You do. You don't. Yeah. And this is very similar on an energetic level. Just to take it away and out of the box for a moment, for it to make more sense. When I go to help people that might have a very serious illness, like, say, cancer or something like that, if I was to connect and feel that compassion that felt bad for them. And I started to absorb how they're feeling. I'm not bringing them a better inner, higher frequency. I'm bringing them the same frequency they're already in. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when I go there, I have to make sure that I'm shielded because I am empathic. Ugh. And it's not, I really get where you're coming from.
I am too.
Yeah.
Which is why I stopped pursuing what you're doing. I stopped pursuing that because it was very, I couldn't handle it.
Right. You know? And I got in over my head a few times too, and I had to just take the time out because you have to know one of the most important things as a light worker, as a person that loves another person that's going through something tough, we can't help them if we let ourselves sink down into it. We shield ourselves from the lower frequency energy. We're not dividing away from them. We help ourselves and we help another when we allow that love energy for us to thrive. When I go to see somebody that's not well, I want to bring them happiness and joy and a higher frequency. When it's someone personal, it's a little more challenging. I'm not going to lie to you, but it's not impossible. So you're in a position to learn something and take it to the next level spiritually. Actually, you know, you won't be perfect at this. So don't expect that of yourself. And when you feel, oh, I did it again, I absorbed it again, you need to make yourself a priority and clear that off energetically. Clear that off and shield up. And, you know, sometimes we hear that shielding up as we're blocking away from someone. We're not blocking the love from them. We're blocking the lower frequency because we want to be able to bring a higher frequency in for ourselves and the other person. Is that making sense for you, the way I'm explaining it?
Yeah. I mean, I know, and I understand it, but I don't know how to do it. I can't remember how to do it at the moment.
Do which one? The shielding?
I don't remember how to shield myself.
Okay. Well, you can use intention with your thought. And if you have to make a flashcard, my husband does this because he's a very analytical guy. And so he doesn't think that he can do any of this kind of stuff. And he actually can like crazy. He actually can, but he doesn't see it quite like that. But what he does is he made a flashcard that reminded him, and he calls it his mantra. And it's telling him not to attach, however you need to say it. And what you're doing is a thought, and you don't need to hold it for much more than a minute. I mean, Abraham Hicks, you know, Jerry and Esther Hicks, they say 67 seconds will bring the intention in. So if you could hold a thought, even if you have to read it over and over or have it play in a repetitive audio for yourself, I am safe and I am completely shielded and safe and Michael watches over me. And imagine yourself inside of a complete, a lot of people use the bubble or the circle. I've been using a triangle lately because if anything toxic hits it, I like it to shoot way up to the point and up to the divine to be dealt with. So it helps me let go of it. Okay. And for some reason, I'm really feeling the need to tell people more to use. I don't know what it is. It's like I need to tell people to use the triangle more than the circle. These are sacred geometry symbols, but you see yourself inside of it. And the outside is a protective barrier, and anything that's harmful or toxic or that would lower your frequency hits that shield and repels up. I see it just repelling straight up to the divine to be dealt with. We live by example around other people. So this, you doing this for you, and then she's going to go, why are you so good? She might even ask you, like, why you seem different? You seem better. And, you know, you're living by example. It's like, you know what, this is what I started doing. And if she's receptive to it, it could start to help her. I noticed that when I stop trying to fix other people that don't want to be fixed, they actually start fixing themselves a lot faster. that I'm around personally. I don't know. You know, you think, oh, okay, let me just save the world with a, you know, I call it the charging hell with a squirt gun, but you, you're going to get through this. I can feel that. Michael, all you got to do is ask him to help you when you're not sure, but you want to clear. Okay. If you feel like you need to physically do something, do the salt baths, jump in the ocean, anything just to get some of the energy off of you, because the water and the salt.
I do that.
Yeah, that's a conduit.
You know, after a really bad evening, you know, or whatever, the next morning I just get up and I take my dog and we go to the beach and we.
That's good. Don't stop doing that. Your dog can help you in a tremendous way. They live in the moment and they can teach us how to do that. And we don't know what your friend will choose, whether she wants to overcome this or what, because we don't, you know, I'm here to help you right now. But
I do
feel that for you, and I'm sending that to you. But please know, you may have to do it a lot more when you're going through a challenge with someone close. You have to clear more often, sometimes a few times a day. And you can do it with a thought. If you're at work or you're busy, just do that thought and ask Michael, can you please take all this off me? Please remove it all. He'll help you.
Okay.
He will help you. You might want to look at one more thing. You might want to look at, and quickly, and then I got to go to break. You might want to look at the diet to see if you can do something that would be detoxifying physically. Because sometimes we build that stress up and we have to detox our body.
Yes, I am definitely working on that on a regular basis now. I mean, that was what the doctor said was, well, I found out that I have a genetic defect that I don't have any methyl B12 or methyl folate, and my body
Your body is tired and it needs
just learning about all this stuff, and I'm getting better.
Yes,
and I have Lyme disease.
Yes, I have to go to break. I know I went long, but I have to go to break. And Rita, I wish you so much.
Thank you so much.
Love and light in all of this. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you. All right,
guys, we have got to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Guy Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on The Dr. Pat Show, or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Everything you say is true. That just goes to show that you really don't know.
And we are back live. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We've been talking about and sharing intuitive angel readings for everyone. And we just had a caller on the last segment. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Now, I want to go over a little bit because it is a common thread with a lot of things I'm getting and receiving from people and clients and just what they need right now. And this really is addressing the people that are feeling like they're waking up to something new. I'm noticing that a lot, and it's common questions. So first of all, when you are going through something that is frightening, you want to feel safe, obviously. So we went over that in the last segment, but I want to reiterate that for me, I've been through my things too. I would never try to say that I understand something that I've never been through, but I certainly have compassion for that. And I know what I've been through that somebody else hasn't been through, and they wouldn't understand it. And, you know, I've been through some stuff. But with that said, many, many things that I've been through personally and what I have heard from others that I have worked with and where I teach them this in the classes or those private sessions, they all say the same thing. That really works. That works when they shield. I've worked this method with people that, like I said, they don't even feel like they have a spirituality connection at all. They don't really feel any of this. They're just, nah, that's not for me. I would ask them to do that. Because back in the day, I used to be an NMT and I worked with athletes or injuries, and it was a natural alternative for pain management. So yeah, the owl that hurts so good. And yeah. Anyway, I remember a lot of them that would come in, they weren't anything about any of this, but they would try these things that I was telling them about. And I'd say, you know what, we've got to work that muscle and put it back in alignment, which isn't going to feel very good. So let's do this. Let's work with our thought. And I would work with them on their thought, on changing their thought for something. And they could not believe how quickly it worked. It worked almost within seconds to just shift that thought. So if it's that powerful to where you could shift that thought to where, okay, let me just change it and let's see what happens. Let me relax. What I would tell them to do is, if they had a muscle that was in pain, I would say, focus on that muscle just completely relaxing. Just imagine it in your mind's eye while we're working this out. And it would work every time. And they would look at me like, wow, I didn't think that would work. They didn't think it would work. They just said, well, whatever, I'll try it. But it worked. Same principle. That's for something physical. But when we work spiritually with things that are hurting us, which is going to fall in the lines of the way we're thinking mentally, what we believe the fear, we believe something horrible is going to happen, or we have the emotions that are just taking over, we can do something about it by shifting a thought. And you won't feel like you believe it at first. Of course you won't. You will feel like, oh, that's not going to work. Just like they did. You know, they didn't think it was going to work, but it did every single time. They would just be amazed. They go, I didn't think that would do that. And then it would get them onto something where I'm going to have to try that on my own. I go, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I say that to you when you're going through something emotional or you feel overwhelmed by what's happening around you, or you feel attached to something that's not your journey, happened to somebody else, it's not yours, but you're feeling all caught up in it. What can you do about that? Well, first we have to ask, this is what I do. You don't have to, but this is what I do. I ask Michael, can you help me just clear this off? Just take your sword and just disconnect me from all these cords that I've gotten myself all tangled up in. Immediately, I'll feel better. But then I start to do the physical things like I was sharing with Rita on the last call. Clearing the salt baths. Jump in the ocean if you're near one. There's something about the salt that's a conduit that pulls the energy out. And also the water, it pulls the energy out. If you don't have any salt, just use the water. But do something. Don't just sit there and say, oh, this is it. You have to choose to take action in a different direction, and it will shift. It will shift in a big way. Michael told me to make sure I went over this today, so that's what I'm doing. He said, you've got to go over all of this. You've got to. So, yeah, shielding is big. And like I said, the triangle, I was talking about that in the first section. You want to look at that. And Michael, absolutely. Now, it looks like we have another caller. Is that right, Brian?
Yes, indeed. We have the lovely Deborah from Missouri. Here she is.
Okay. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
Yes, I was wondering, what's the best way for me to make a decision? It seems like sometimes I can make a decision, you know, right away, but other times I can't.
You know what? When you feel like you can't make a decision, I know what that was immediately. Boy, it just popped right up. Thank you, Michael. He pointed this out on you. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, bear with me. He just said, I know what it is. Tell her that. Sometimes he's just that way. He's been a little assertive with me in the last 24 hours. When you're in a place where you're having trouble making a decision, okay, what you want to do is you want to say, okay, when you're in that indecisive thing, it's because you're not working from your higher self. You're not having the confidence. You're having that self-doubt and the ego. So you have to acknowledge, oh, my ego is having that panic, self-doubt, trying to confuse me here. And just acknowledge that that's what it is, because your higher self always knows exactly the choices you need to make, and it doesn't have a self-confidence issue. So if you go, okay, if I'm going back and forth with that, I need to just say, okay, let's let the higher self make this choice, since you seem to have so many self-doubts about it. And just, I tell it to sit on the bench, like, you need to go sit this one out and let my higher self handle this. Get back in alignment. Just take that moment. Maybe even a minute. Maybe not even that. But if you got into the habit of this, it would take seconds of just having an intention to make a choice from your higher self that doesn't doubt anything and knows exactly what you need to choose. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Because if you're sitting there going back and forth, do you really think your higher self's going to do that? No. That tells you right there where you are. That's why, I'm operating from my ego right now. Okay. And your ego is not bad, but your ego is practicing and has to learn a whole new way of life when it allows the higher self to work side by side with it. And we have to remind it sometimes. Does that make sense too?
Yes, because sometimes I can help other people make a decision easier than myself. So
that's because your ego seems to believe you're on the back burner all the time. Doesn't make you a priority. It doesn't believe that completely yet, but it's getting better.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Michael was just like, okay, Deborah. That's what he said. He just went straight at it. It came in so crystal clear. My goodness. And yeah, I got all my crystals here with me. See, look, I got one right here. I got all these. I'm showing the video people here. I got all of my good stuff here. Keeps the computers from blowing up too. But Deborah, that's the deal. That's it right there. And I got to go to break. Gosh, this is the fastest show. I think I could swear it's going faster every week. I feel like I barely have any time before we go to break. Anyway, thank you, Deborah, for calling in. And just keep the ego in check and you will be doing just fine with your choices. We are going to take that short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're working with intuitive angel readings for everybody that I've received and for the callers that call in. 1-800-930-2819. We have time for maybe one more call if you want to call in. We will be right back after the break.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
today. Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love.
And we are back for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you are just tuning in, we've been talking about intuitive angel readings with the callers that have called in, and also for all of us. And there was one more that Michael gave me to make sure that I said before we went off the air. And it was this. Hang on, I wrote it down. It's about honoring and trusting your feelings. That's a big one right now. He says a lot of people are going back and forth. That kind of goes with what Deborah was talking about a few minutes ago, but this is for everybody. If you're awakening and you're new to this, you feel like, what is wrong with me? It's making me do crazy stuff. Why do I want to read all this? Why do I want to change that? I totally encourage you. I really do. I encourage you to learn as much as you can about what seems to be catching your attention. For example, if you seem very drawn to learning about crystals, you know, that I've got them. I love crystals. I mean, if I didn't have crystals, I'd have computers blowing up all the time. And I trust me, that's a long story. But crystals are energy, and they're kind of like an antenna that can enhance or boost the signal. And they have a lot of attributes, and they're beautiful. They're from Mother Earth. But if that's something that you feel drawn to, then learn everything you can about crystals. There's lots of books out there. There's lots of websites that have all kinds of information. I'm currently putting together a crystal course that would be online, so you could learn those with me, and that'll be fun. You may want to learn about your intuition. You may want to work with angels yourself. You may want to just connect with your spirit guides. What are you feeling drawn to? You want to listen to that. If you come from a circle where that was just weird or unusual, this is metaphysics we're talking about. It's not for everybody. And if that's not your thing, then, move on. But there's people that are ready to tap into that. They are fascinated by it. They want to learn it. And if you are really feeling connected that way, or you feel this waking up inside, you're just completely distracted by it, what are you waiting for? That is your intuition speaking pretty loudly, trying to get your attention. So you want to listen to what it's drawing you to. You might all of a sudden start having all kinds of dreams. You may feel, okay, wow, this is just going to put a wrench into everybody that knows me. They're not going to understand this. Now you got to overcome the fear. Most of the time when we have a spiritual awakening, yes, it will take you, if needed, maybe not. I don't know where your path is. But if it needs to be realigned in a big way, there's going to be some changes. Absolutely. One of the first ones that pops up is usually, what are people going to think? Oh my gosh, my friends are, they're not going to speak to me anymore, that kind of thing. Maybe, maybe not. But that's a choice for them to make. And that's their journey. We don't want to be afraid. That was my kitty. Hello, Kitty. You don't want to be afraid to speak your truth. You don't want to be afraid of life. And the lower energies out there, of course, they want you to be afraid of it. But we talked about shielding. We talked about law of attraction. We talk about how can we not live in fear to do what we want to do in our life. How can we learn to do that? Your soul will take you on that journey. It will. As you know, for some people that just sounds too scary and they just want to avoid it. You could for a little while, but then eventually it's going to come around again. And when I've been talking about June for the last few weeks, I've been talking about June a lot because that energy is crazy. And the full moon's coming 21st of June, depending on where you live in the world. You'll finally anchor in what you've been trying to grasp since the May moon, okay? It'll finally start coming in. It'll start sinking in. Get serious about where you want to be in your life. Get serious. Get rid of what needs to go away. It's probably a little bit of everything. Attitude, belief, anger, emotions. What is just not worth wasting all of that energy on? And then you can take all that energy that's being wasted and put it toward what will benefit you and lift you up and take you forward where you really want to go. Sometimes these journeys get big on a physical plane. We have a shift in relationships. We have a shift in location where we live. Our jobs change. Lots of things happen. Life happens. The whole thing is about we find how strong we are. We find out how much stronger we are when we go through challenges. When you go through one, if you're going through a challenge right now, yes, we grieve it. Yes, we have to release it. Yes, we have to let it go. And then what could we learn from it? If you can find something that you can learn on your own soul path, not about anybody else, but about you, what could you learn to do better? What could you focus on to improve how you respond to people, how you feel about something, how you accept somebody else's differences or don't, things like that. Your soul will take you on an interesting journey when it comes to growing up. And it does not have to be scary. It's bumpier when we resist it, really. And people think, oh, okay, I'm not going there, forget that. And they think they've escaped it, and it'll just keep coming back around. That's the school of hard knocks to me. It really is. So what I want to say to you, and if you feel like, okay, I don't want to keep going through that, and I really want to do this, and I don't want to be afraid, and I just feel overwhelmed, find a class, find a mentor, find someone that you feel like can be a good mentor or guide for you, not do it all for you. A good teacher isn't going to do it all for you. I'm not either, okay? I'm not going to do it all for you. I'm going to help you know that you can stand on your own two feet and you can be strong in your own soul growth and in your own truth. That's what I want for you. That's what I want for myself. That's what I want for the world. And I see that people are happy when they can do that. People are happier when they can do that, not when they feel like they have to suppress it all the time. So you're finding your unique niche. And you don't feel like a life path is just this one thing you got to figure out what you got to do. Your entire life is the journey. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss the journey of discovery. So life is an adventure. It really is. And we're here to learn and grow on a soul level. We have angels that can guide us and help us. And Michael was a bit assertive. He's been assertive since yesterday. But, look at what you can do better within yourself and let go of what everybody else is doing that you don't approve of or what you think they should change. You got to let that part go and start working on you. And we all do that. We're going to have a great place to live here on Earth. So I won't ever give up on humanity. So I know it's around the corner. So I'm going to keep putting this out there to you. I want to say thank you for listening. I hope that this gave you some inspiration and motivation to work on you and focus on you and take your head out of what's happening so much that's overwhelming you. And we will see you next time here on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.